everybody, to the Don Marshall Show, a show where we talk about current events and hot topics from an LGBTQ perspective. And now, here is your host, Don Marshall.
Hello, everyone. Happy Pride, everyone. Happy Pride. I hope everyone out there from different states are joining in on the celebration. It is a wonderful celebration, and historically that really has a point in our American history. Happy Pride. Hey, Tinkerbell.
Hey.
How is it going? You're looking terrific. The weather's lousy. This is our Pride celebration in Portland. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's definitely been muddy down there, and
sounds like a bad date.
I mean, you know, we don't like mud on our boots, figuratively and literally. So
No mud on the runway. Okay. Yeah. So it's muddy because of the heavy rain.
So what do you got for us this week?
Oh, me? Well, you know, one of the things that's crazy is that the mayor of New York is being ostracized from the Pride celebration. He appointed two pastors in office that were anti-gay. So it sounds like they are definitely going to boycott him. And it makes sense that, you know, you don't, you know, if you're going to be okay for the people, that you have equality on every angle. And what the mayor has done is brought in two pastors, I think, and their names, you can find this on CNN, but we definitely know that's a no-no, especially in politics and being on the left side. But we'll go more into that. But tell me about that one story that you had about the elderly, that if you can kind of elaborate more on that, please.
Well, this story is from NBC News. Nursing home settled a historic transgender discrimination complaint out of Maine. Marie King filed a complaint with the Maine Human Rights Commission in October, alleging that Sunrise Assisted Living Facility in the town of Jonesport refused her admission as a resident because she's transgender. Settlement was just allowed in March. So it's kind of surprising that Maine, with it being more left-leaning state, was discriminated against transgender people. But, you know, you can find discrimination in just about any state.
And I definitely agree with you on that because, you know, anywhere you go, America has a right side and very erratic side that even falls into the Christian and religious categories. You're going to find that in every crevice in America. And so even if it's a blue state, like I said earlier, I definitely don't feel surprised about just anything. I think we need to be on our guard and we need to be aware of every little angle against us. So, yeah, if it's coming out of a blue state or even a small state, yeah, we're going to have our naysayers. Speaking of naysayers, so four LGBT groups say that they'll boycott New York Mayor Adams' Pride reception over appointments of advisors claim are anti-gay or anti-LGBTQ. Now, four LGBT groups say that they will boycott the New York City's on June 7th. Pride reception, Mayor Eric Adams' decision to hire what groups say are two anti-LGBT faith advisors, the group announced in the joint post on Twitter on Thursday. The four New York-based LGBT groups, Landa Independent Democrats for Brooklyn, Stonewall Democrats of New York, Equality of New York, and Lesbian and Gay Democrat Clubs of Queens, emphasized their boycott was due to the mayor's appointment of Pastor Fernando Cabrera as senior advisor for the Office of Faith-Based and Community Partnership and Pastor Eric Salgado as an assistant commissioner for immigrant affairs. Now, the joint statement describes the two are anti-gay LGBT pastors, yet does not elaborate on why. The statement says the group takes issue with Cabrera because of his connection to the anti-LGBT group Alliance Defending Freedom, which they aim to restrict queer rights both nationally and abroad. Meanwhile, the joint statement describes that Salgado as another anti-LGBTQ pastor. CNN found in 2016 that Salgado tweeted that then in New York, Bill de Blasio wants to allow your daughters to share the bathroom with transgender. Shame on him. So there it is. This is why he's being this is why the mayor there is being boycotted. Just give you a heads up. I totally agree, you know, because if you're in politics, like I said earlier, that you definitely should, and being on the left side, you definitely should have people that are looking for equality in all areas. That's my take on that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not surprising that LGBTQ groups are boycotting him for appointing to people who are anti-LGBTQ, especially faith leaders. Like, come on now. Come on. You're the mayor of a major city.
Yeah.
Pride started in New York.
That's right.
What was it? 1970 it started there?
Well, you know,
Stonewall was a riot. Stonewall started there. Come on now.
Stonewall started there, and it brought forth in 1970 a march. Once the psychology book, there's a book that points out mental health issues, that homosexuality is no longer a mental health issue, which then sparked a march in 1970 on the Capitol about, you know, LGBTQ rights in those days. So this is some great history that we have about that, you know, and one of the things that is as that's been on, that was on CNN, on June 28th, 1970, thousands marched through the streets of Manhattan and Greenwich Village to demand the end to the violence against LGBTQ people. Now, excuse my tongue-tiedness. It was 1 year mark since the Stonewall Uprising, the fated events when the LGBT community, led by Black transgender activists, fought back against the police for their repeated raids of the few spaces that they could gather, which was a gay bar. Now, this was a clapback etched in indelible ink in response of the years of persecution, assault, demonization against members of the queer community. And our way of saying we exist, we will not be erased. The protests marked the birth of the modern LGBTQ rights movement. So, yeah, absolutely. This is our history, and it's American history as well. But our history that's why we have pride. We remind America, you can't go back to this. We exist on this planet. We are here on this planet, and we've been here since the dawn of man.
Exactly.
You know, so it's just the religions throughout the world, especially the Christian religion, has spoken against this. You know, and then at the same time too, the next part of that Christian religion talks about Jesus and love. So it's very convoluted, which allows me to be an agnostic. But at the same time, we should look at humanity, and we should look at the fact that we are all humans and we are all alike in many ways. So we shouldn't be ostracized. It goes back to the, you know, the race, you know, back to the Black need to march, to be equal, to be part of this big engine of America, and not to be second banana or pushed down as animals. And they're trying to push that into us because it's a behavior not a color. And so they want to, you know, really nail the behavior when this is who we are. So, yeah, I'm very frustrated that I'm hearing news against, and especially the right side, which is trying to put us back to those days where, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to not allow that. We've got to definitely vote and make sure that we have the right people in office. I think New York is really expressing themselves based on some of his behavior, appointing these anti-LGBTQ faith leaders. So we cannot turn the clock back, and we're not going to. It's not going to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it just reiterates my point is to religion needs to stay the hell out of politics. What happened to separation of church and state? Well, I mean, I kind of know what happened with that. The orange one repealed that. So now there's prayer back in school and the Pledge of Allegiance and all of that. And it's just, you know, I just...
Well, you know,
I can't anymore with that.
I know it's getting tough. We have to keep the fight and have to keep the thought of equality amongst each other and the humanity of that. When we speak about some entity somewhere that needs to govern us, why can't we just govern ourselves and make sure that we are in touch with humanity? We don't need some divine intervention to be who we are. We need loving and caring, which if you know, it's underlined in the Christian faith about loving your brother, loving, you know, those kind of things. Well, if that's where they are and they are conflicted with a lot of things that was mentioned in early on in the Bible, you know, and then here when Jesus Christ comes, it's like, wait, I'm on this planet now. And yeah, I know what it's like to be human. I was, you know, we were killing people and destroying worlds and flooding and all that. But when he came down to the planet, he realized, oh my gosh, we are just as human. And I've been tempted and I know what it's like to be humans, you know? And so, everyone gets a break, but what happened is conflicting with the Older Testament. So at this point, I'm not going to sit here and try to pray the gay away. I've been there and done that. And then realized that, you know, they were more interested in the offering plate than they were interested in my soul. You know, souls mean money. You know, it's like I have to step away from that. I think we are puritanically started. We're started country with the pilgrims and the witch burning and all of those things. And the, you know, it didn't start well. And here we're starting to separate church from state, but yet it's blurred in with "In God We Trust" on our dollars. So it's like, okay. You know, it's just as confusing as Christianity. You know, we're built on a nation of confusion. And, you know, blacks aren't animals. Gays aren't, you know, aren't creatures of the dark. We've been here and flowing amongst the Revolutionary War through World War I, World War II, you know, and we're part of the country and it's big machine. So I just am so surprised that there's a blind eye to the fact that we exist.
Yeah. And I know the whole fight against the transgender community has been ramping up the last year or two with over 200 bills proposed, and some of them have even passed in different states restricting transgender rights and health care.
You know, and as the LGBT community, us gays, and that's why I brought you into the show, Tinkerbell, because you're transgender, for those who don't know. And I wanted you to also have a voice too, because, you know, let me tell you something. If you heard what I read about the Stonewall uprising, who was it that brought this to the forefront? But a black transgender woman. This is why all this shit's going on. that black transgender woman came out and said, hey, look, we are tired of this crap. You know,
yeah.
If it had to been for that transgender black woman, there would have been no concern about Stonewall. There would have been no concern about this march to Washington. There would have been no concern. She took the first step, and we have to honor her as well.
She threw the first heel and threw the first brick.
There you go. Yeah, she gave the drive-by as a fruit roll-up, right? No.
Oh, my God.
That's bad. No, you know, but kidding aside, you know, I honor her immensely. I honor you immensely as being my co-host here and bringing up these topics of transgender, because we're all included in this queer club.
I have a story about, guess who's back in the news? Dave Chappelle. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So Jared Carmichael, talking about Dave Chappelle, and this is off of Pajiba.com. So he's quoted as saying, I'm tired of hearing it. Chappelle, do you know what comes up when you Google your name, bro? That's the legacy. Your legacy is a bunch of opinion on trans shit. It's an odd hill to die on. And it's like, hey, bro, who the F are you? Who do you F? What do you like to do? Childish jokes aside, who the F are you? It's just kind of played, but he's choosing to die on the hill. So, all right, let him. And as for cancel culture at large, he's saying it's imaginary. It's not real. Who's getting canceled? For what? What they've said? What does that mean? On people that people were mad on Twitter? Everybody's fine. These grown men are fine. And I have to agree with that. Nobody's being canceled. You look at Joe Rogan, he's still, you know, talking his trash on, you know, his podcast. And you look at everyone else that's out there, and it's like, nobody's being canceled. There's no such thing as cancel culture. You know, I look at it as consequence culture. There are consequences for your actions and what you say in public. Absolutely. On a public forum.
Absolutely. You know, I find it hard, you know, that, you know, a long time ago, comedians, you know, are years ago would get away with everything. But today, you know, we are realizing a lot of that bullshit was wrong. There are consequences for your statements. You can say them, but then again, and why would anyone who's making money out there disparage a group who is one of the biggest fans of your product or who you are, and then later on you kind of kicked him to the curb? Well, you don't know how big your margin is as far as your image and so forth. You don't know who's listening to you. You don't know who is enjoying your comedic style. But when you start to bring back old oppression, things that we really struggle and try to fight to be equal, and we're trying to enjoy a good comedian, it just takes a taste out of the whole thing. What kind of person are you? Would you, you know, I've spent money on you, and now you're doing this to me?
Yep. I mean, look at Michael Richards. There were some real consequences with that one.
Oh my God.
He went on a racist rant on stage, and he was absolutely, well, I guess I'll just go ahead and say it, crucified on stage, and then the media, and he had to stop performing. Nobody wanted him there.
Yeah.
And I think eventually it's going to get like that for a lot of the comedians that are telling the inappropriate anti-LGBTQ jokes. And it's lowbrow.
It really is. And it's so distasteful. So distasteful. Yeah, absolutely. Which is a lowbrow. Yeah.
You know, like, I do stand-up comedy myself. And, you know, it's as far as it being good, I wouldn't necessarily say it was could, but I mean, it's a free show. It's a, you know, open mic night that I do it at. So, hey, you know, but it's like, I've learned that there's a certain line that I don't cross, you right. know? And it's like, actually, when I did my stand-up comedy routine a week ago at an open mic night, there were some kids in the audience, like little kids, 7, 8, 10, 12 years old. And, you know, I cut out a couple of jokes and that's okay. That's okay. I learned to read the room.
Yes, you have to read the room. You definitely. I mean, in life too, you go into a large group of people and you hear all the different disparages, but you have to kind of, you know, fall within the area where you can fit and express yourself, but then back away from the things that's going to fuel negativity. Absolutely.
Yes.
So as we're coming close to the end of our show, we want to talk about some good music. And I have a great song that's out there. Joe Corey and Manek, M-N-E-K. It's got Head and Heart. It's a great video and you'll love it. It's a great dance tune and it really expresses love for another person as well. So that's what's on the news for the music portion. Go out and get that or listen to it on YouTube. It's great stuff.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I even posted my comedy routine on YouTube. I know I'm going to regret that later, but well, don't you know. Worry,
I won't listen to it or watch it because I don't want to have regrets for you either.
So, thanks for the support, Don. Really appreciate it.
All right. I'm grinning bear and I'm watching, okay?
It's not that bad. Come on now.
I've been to your comedy routine. But other than that, though, I will go and show support because of the great love I have for you. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. It was great. By the way, shout out again to Dan for giving his comments. Please make more comments. We love to hear from you guys. And Dan, I hope you're out there enjoying Pride, Muddy Pride, out there enjoying Pride. It's Dan's first Pride, by the way. So we hope that he gets a great experience.
Nice. Anyways, y'all take care and give us a listen next week.
You bet we'll be here and we'll be queer.
Get used to it. See you later, everyone.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Don Marshall Show. Like, share, subscribe, the Facebook, the Instagram, and leave a review on your favorite podcast player. As always, stay safe, stay proud, and stand tall.